Is Proverbs 22:6 really a promise, or is it just a proverb? By Sarah Beth Marr, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 22:6. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. To be a parent is to be a heart shaper. And being a heart shaper can be the most heart-wrenching job in the world. As parents, the thing we wrestle with the most, the thing we long for the most, is simply to know that our children will turn out okay. We don't expect perfection, just that they would be okay. We long to know that they'll make wise decisions as young adults. We long to know that they'll grow up to be healthy spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. If we could just have that assurance, parenting might be a lot less heart-wrenching. This brings us to Proverbs 22:6, a nugget of truth tucked subtly into the book of Proverbs. But maybe like me, you've wondered in your own heart, is Proverbs 22:6 a promise or just a proverb? When we read that verse as parents, we hope that verse is true of our children. We hope that something we've taught them, the way we've loved them, the lessons we've ingrained in them, we hope it's all enough. We hope that somehow, despite our mess-ups, they turn out okay. The way we look at Proverbs 22:6 is really a reflection of our faith in the God of the universe. I think we want to believe this verse is true, but do we really believe it's a promise or just a wise saying, a catchphrase or a motto? Is it just luck that our kids turn out okay? Or is there a deeper promise hiding in this verse? A jewel of wisdom that we can take into our parenting? The first part of this verse implores us to train a child in the way he should go. According to the dictionary, train means to develop or form the habits, thoughts, or behavior by discipline and instruction. Other words for train are words like aim, focus, target, and zero in on. So let's unpack this a little bit. As the heart shaper, you can know that this verse is not asking you to produce the results of your parenting. This verse is inviting you to simply aim your child in the right direction. And the only safe direction to aim your child is in the beautiful grace of God's direction. We know as Christian parents that the way he should go is in the direction of God. We know that God is the only place where our children will find the wisdom, peace, guidance, and light that they need to navigate this life. But can we bank on our children continuing in that direction once they leave the nest? Our Father in heaven is a jealous God. See Deuteronomy 6:15. As we reflect on his character, goodness, faithfulness, and love for us, we can count on him to keep our children aiming in his direction. It might not be a perfect route. Our children may wander and get lost for a little while. But Proverbs 22:6 promises that there is something groundbreaking, soul-shaping, and heart-shaping about training our children with the wisdom of the Bible and the gospel, that it grabs hold of a heart. Biblical wisdom shapes a heart. That wisdom holds a heart close because it's wisdom that's full of the love of a jealous God, a God who longs to rescue each and every one of his children. So, dear heart shaper, you can rest in the promise of Proverbs 22:6. But the thing is, you don't have to be the sole heart shaper. You can let God and the Holy Spirit shape your child's heart as you teach your child the lessons of the Lord. You can take your grip off a little bit, trusting that the Holy Spirit is wooing your child's heart, pursuing your child's soul, and jealously running after your child to win his or her heart. So what's your part? Your part is simply to aim your child in the right direction. With a lot of grace, love, faith, and prayer, you will mess up. You will make bad decisions. You will sometimes model bad behavior. You will have rough days. Often you won't feel like teaching your child about Jesus because it's hard and it's awkward sometimes, and you're still trying to understand Jesus and your relationship with him yourself. But know, dear parent, that every bit of your love, your teaching, your helping, your directing, your praying, every bit matters. You can take the pressure off yourself, dear parent, to produce a child that turns out okay, because we serve a God of grace, of love, and of power. And the greatest thing you can do today in training up your child in the way he should go is to focus on your relationship with Jesus. As you keep that first in your life, the blessings and the lessons and the heart of the gospel will spill out and over your child's life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.